It's the final day of Education Confessions. Thank you very much for all the stories. This is totally anonymous. It just says, Dear Father Mayo, I am having so many sleepless nights about my sins that I feel I must confess. My name is, well, let's say, Mrs. X. I am a tutor at a college. I really enjoy my job and love all the students, but now I feel if I get found out, I'm going to lose my job. I could not cope with this, so I'm writing to you for forgiveness. Here goes. It's on February the 13th, 1992. I had several students in my room sitting an exam. They were allowed 1.5 hours to do this. One of the students, Florence, had already sat this particular exam twice before and failed. The exam was going smoothly, and four of the students left, having finished well within the time limit. Always a silly thing to do. Anyway, they did it. But however, with just 10 minutes to go, Florence was nowhere near finishing. With tears in her eyes, she looked at me and said, I'm not going to finish again, am I? Well, what could I do? There was Florence getting all upset, and she did deserve to pass this time. After all, third time lucky, so they say. So I quickly whispered, of course you are, Florence. Get a move on, and we'll just say that you started late. And I allowed her extra time, Simon. Well, with Florence's face smiling again, she carried on. After a while, the head tutor popped her head in the room and noticed Florence still sitting at her machine working. Oh, she said, surely Florence should have finished by now. I started to sweat. Oh, well, yes, I replied, but I had to allow extra time, you see. Well, of course, I was lying through my teeth. Well, said the head tutor, I must make sure that I put a full report about it on the examination sheet when you send them back. Yes, Mrs. I said, thinking, you old bag. Anyway, then I had a brainwave, Simon. Why don't you give me the forms and the envelope, and when Florence is finished, I'll put the papers in, and I'll put the report in myself. Who's squeaking, by the way? I can hear a hamster squeaking.
It's this.
What?
This.
Well, please stop fidgeting, Rod. Sorry. I've lost my place now. I'll do it myself. Well, if you're sure, she said, so this is Mrs. Head Teacher, but make sure you do. Oh, I will, says I. With Mrs. Strop out of the room, I sat down to think about what I could do. Then it came to me. I wouldn't do the report. I'd just put the papers in the envelope, lick it and stick it, and then she'd never know. After all, if she knew that I had already helped two other students in the exam by telling them to do a task again, by ripping it up in their faces and telling them to check it again, she would be in slight hot water, really. Mind you, their faces were a picture, Simon, when I ripped up their papers in front of them. But at least they cottoned on and did it again, and this time it was right, so I didn't feel so bad. Well, Florence had finally finished, and she handed me her papers with a smile on her face and walked out. I quickly looked at her papers before putting them in the envelope, and then I saw it. She had completely botched one of the tasks I just did there. Well, I thought, I've already lost half my job. I might as well go the whole hog and lose it completely. I went back to her work, and I put the work right myself, and slammed it in the envelope, and yes, I licked it and sticked it and sent it off. Simon, I was a gibbering wreck by this stage. Anyone could have walked into the room when I was doing it. Finally, it was all over. To sum this case up, all I wanted was for Florence to pass. It'll do her good and boost her ego. For the other students to pass, because I liked them, and basically for them all to pass. Maybe I'm just not cut out to be a teacher, as I'm just too soft. Please say I'm forgiven, as I love my job, and I love working with all the students. They're just great. Yours, a very tired and worried teacher. And it goes, P.S. By the way, she failed.
Oh, no.
It wasn't really worth it, was it? Anyway, nice. My teachers were never like that. Rod?
Oh, what a lovely teacher. I wish I'd had her, as it were.
Diane.
I think she was obviously a little bit stressed out.
I think she was
overworked,
totally stressed.
And underpaid. Yes. So, for once, forgiveness is granted.
Forgiveness?
And I forgive her, yes, just in case you were confused.
Yes, you get soft in your old age. Thank you, it's been a good week, and we're on to marriage confessions as soon as possible. If you have a story about getting married, a best man story, father of the bride, mother of the bride, best man, bridesmaid, honeymoon, just drop us a line, usual address.